Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it's such a true privilege and a pleasure to be here today with you, communicating information that inspires our positive growth and change. And that is exactly what we are up to with the Aware Show. If you want to also check out the website, which is theawareshow.com, you can see that I broadcast on many different platforms, and there is a ton of information on my website for you in terms of inspiring tools and levels of communication that help you in every area of life, mind, body, spirit. It's all right there for you at theawareshow.com. So have you ever been in a really, really tough place in your life where you're looking for communication, but you just kind of close down and shut down to any intuitive thought that you might have because you're in so much survival? Anybody? Well, this is the time where you need to listen the most, because you're probably hitting up against a challenging time in life where you need outside help or outside influences. And this is the realm in which my guest walks all the time. Belinda Womack wrote a book called Lessons from the 12 Archangels, Divine Intervention in Daily Life. So wherever you are, whatever you're going through, you can be reminded on a daily basis of how to, and the purpose of the book is how to help us listen, how to help us communicate, prayers and ways to access support that is needed in our daily life. So welcome, Belinda. Thank you so much for joining me with this incredible level of communication.
Well, it's my joy to be on your show today, Lisa, so thank you.
Well, I'd love to find out a little bit more about you. How did you begin to channel this angelic wisdom? What were you doing before all of this communication came in?
Well, it kind of feels like a past life at this point, because it was over 25 years ago now. But I was actually working as a cell biologist, and I was doing a stem cell experiment. And I had my out-of-laboratory experience where I found myself, I found myself in a stone room. So it felt very real. And there was this golden light that was streaming in this ancient room, and there was Archangel Gabriel. So it was like I was taken into another world. That was what I was experiencing. I was confused. I didn't know where I was. I was, wow, this is a dirt floor. I'm supposed to be doing sterile technique. Where am I? And just to make a long story short, Gabriel just spoke to me straight telepathically and said, "We have new work for you to do, Belinda." And I said, "I think you've called the wrong number, right? I'm a biologist. I'm not sure I'm supposed to believe in angels." "I do, but this is really confusing."
Yeah.
Gabriel said, the angel said, "Don't worry about that. We are calling you in it, and your job is to help human beings to remember their divinity, to remember that they are God's divine children." And I thought, well, that sounds like I need a degree in psychology, and I have 2 masters in science. So I was really trying to talk myself out of the job.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gabriel said, "Well, all you need to know is everything in the book to your left." And this was a giant book. It was on a stone table, and the book was, was massive. And the book opened up, and there was a word in red scarlet letters that said love. And I go, okay, love. That's something I'm willing to learn how to understand and how to work with that. And then the next thing I knew, I was back in the lab, still holding my sample, my bone marrow sample in one hand and the syringe in my right hand. And I looked at my watch because I was like, surely, wherever I have been, I was gone for most of the day. And not even 1 minute had gone by.
Wow.
So that's how I was drafted. That's how I explain it to people. We all have our different awakenings, you know, when we're called into service. So that was mine. And then shortly after that, I...
I love it.
Yeah,
so what did you do with that information? You're sitting there in the lab, and now what?
Well, so shortly after that, I started to meet the rest of this team of angels that call themselves the 12 Archangels of the Central Sun. And they said, you know, so you're going to leave your post here at the university. And I want to make it very clear, I was absolutely, totally baffled and confused. I didn't know what that meant. So I did leave my job, and then it took me a few more months until stubborn Belinda finally said to the angels, how am I supposed to make a living doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't have any clue. I mean, it's really something, as you can well understand, to go from your left, which I know is cliche, logical, rational hemisphere, over to the intuitive, creative, spiritual side. So they told me, they came right in and they said, oh, you've decided to ask us. So they had me channel a little bit of material and writing, and then I taught a workshop. And then from that little class, I had one of the students called me up and said, I'm having all this trouble with my work. And out of my mouth came, well, let me help you. Let me give you a session to work through that. And that was a shock because I didn't know that I was going to be you know, helping people individually in that way. But again, that was a number of years ago, and I've learned a lot about angels and people and the power of love since that time.
When the communication comes into you, what does it feel like, or how do you know that it's different than you?
So Lisa comes through as that incredible, clear, crystal clear vibration of truth, and so I feel it in my body. And the angelic realms communicate, I know this may sound a little confusing, but they communicate through music, so then my brain has to translate that into language. And that just happens pretty much automatically, and it comes through as a knowing, so clairnosis, and a feeling, so clairsentience. Sometimes they will send me images so that I have even more backup. But bottom line is, truth is has a vibration of that pure love that we can feel in our bodies. And so I have to have that that physical confirmation, and that's how I know, oh, this is not just Belinda's Gemini yapping ego over here. I can really it's easy to tell the difference. That's what I mean.
When you have, you know, 25 years of work here, I'm sure that you at some point have learned something from all of this. What have you learned?
I have really learned, and this, I say this from a very humble place in my being, that we really are loved. You know, Mother, Father, God, and the angels and our team in heaven never, ever abandons us. We are constantly supported. And what they ask us to understand about getting through Schoolroom Earth is to understand it's a school, and any challenging or difficult thing that we're going through, it's a lesson, and that we agreed to learn the lesson. But we have these incredible mentors and tutors and teachers that want to help walk us through whatever the lesson is, and that not only will they do that, but we will get through whatever the lesson is. So that is truly what I have learned and continue to learn with gratitude every day.
And has the message shifted at all from in the last decade or even the last 5 years where it seems that the work of the angels and the message of love is needed even more than ever before, but maybe isn't heard as well as it's been heard.
Well, Lisa, the angel's response to that is that the lesson has not changed. We come here, we human beings, you know, we take on this human persona to learn the value of love and to have that power. Love is actually a power that created all of us, to have it tested by its opposite, which is an illusion, but it's very real here, and that's called fear. And so as we are tested, we grow stronger. They say that what we may feel as a change now is that the human collective, the subconscious of all of the students of Schoolroom Earth is purging. You see, that's where we human beings, we love to hold on to fear. Fear as experience, as memory, it even gets into our DNA, and we shove that down into what we call our subconscious or deep subconscious, which some people call the unconscious. But we store it, and so this is the purging time, and that's why it feels so heavy and intense. Mm-hmm. If we can remember that it's actually we're releasing, you know, it's like a giant detox, and so we just need to drink in more love, eat more love, think more love, bathe in love, and just keep releasing that fear, sorrow, shame, guilt, violence, whatever those low vibration thoughts and feelings are. Just keep releasing them and keep giving them back to Mother, Father, God, the Creator.
Mm. Good point. It's so love over fear. A constant choice of love over fear.
That's pretty much what this school is about.
It's pretty simple, isn't it? It is. It just gets tested on so many different levels, and it takes on so many different cloaks, doesn't it?
Well, sure, and our ego was created to believe that fear is real, and then our thoughts manifest our reality, and so, oh my goodness, we really create what the angels say. We create some pretty heavy-duty movies that we are living in and that we get caught up in. And love changes it all, but
yeah. It's
so very real.
It is sometimes easier said than done, but when you understand, so maybe we could find support through the archangels and understand a little bit more of who they are, the 12 archangels. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of archangels, where they show up in history, and your personal relationship with these divine beings?
So they are asking me to answer your question in reverse.
Okay.
So I am called a spiritual messenger. They drafted me to share their messages and their teaching with humanity, and we can all be a messenger for the 12 archangels. It just means that our hearts are willing to bring love where there is fear. So their history is that, and they, I'm going to channel this for you because they would like to just come in as a group.
Great.
We are the 12 archangels of the central sun. We come from the very beginning. The central sun is the heart of the Creator. And from the heart of the Creator, there were 12 angelic kingdoms created. The number 12 is symbolic. It means the Alpha and the Omega. It represents a cycle, just as you have 12 signs in the zodiac. You have 12 hours on your clock face, and you have 12 months in your year. We were created by the Creator, and then the Creator asked us to create Schoolroom Earth so that all of oneness, everything that the Creator creates, could experience what you are made out of. You are made of love, the greatest power in all of the universe. But in order to value that power, your Creator created the experiment of fear, or the opposite of love. So we are your mentors. We are your lovers. We are your parents. We hold you. We come from the very, very beginning, a beginning that has no end. And we are here for you. We are the 12 archangels of the Central Sun.
Wow. I'm so glad we have that on a recording. That is so beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. I love that the message is to bring, in order to teach us, sometimes have to bring the darkness so that they could see we can see the light.
That's pretty much how it works.
That contrast. Mm-hmm. If we were just to only see light and love and light and love, maybe we wouldn't appreciate it. I don't know.
Well, it gives us depth, the angels say. It gives us that richness of experience. Here on Schoolroom Earth, we get to experience viscerally what fear can manifest, meaning our fearful thoughts. We get to experience the nightmare, and we also get to experience transforming that nightmare. We get to experience miracles and the miracles of joy and happiness and laughter and healing, which helps us to really value those higher vibrations. They say that, you know, if you got to eat your favorite flavor of ice cream every day, you would not realize how incredibly delicious it is. But, you know, when you are asked to eat, well, we say maybe some kale juice in comparison with that ice cream. Then you get to really value what that sweet deliciousness tastes like. And they add, Lisa, that they respect kale juice. They're not.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make a point.
I'm thinking more like sardine juice or something. I like kale juice. But
there you go.
You know, I'm thinking about the innocence of a child. And a child comes into this world with this beautiful sense of purity and innocence. And as they grow up, they have little chips that are taken away from their soul, and that adds up to the loss of innocence. Do you see that sometimes with children as
So what the angels say to that is that that is what it appears to be, and that is what it seems to be, that you begin as a beautiful, innocent child, and then you forget because you're hurt. And it mm-hmm. is through being hurt, that's what makes a human child mature and forget about love and angels and trust. It is by being hurt that we lose our sense of trust.
Mm-hmm.
But from their perspective, we are always children, no matter our age. And they say that we can always reclaim that innocence and joy and faith and creative genius that we had as children. That's always alive in us. And they call that our divine child. And as we just ask to connect with that child within us, then all the magic reawakens. And that helps all humanity. It even helps the children that are alive and being hurt now. It just makes the world a better place when each of us individually and collectively connect with that divine child and say, teach me how to play again. Teach me how to trust. Teach me how to believe.
I wonder if we can... if we are aware of this message and touched by this message, we can do that for those children who might be in war-torn countries or devastated by famine. I wonder if we can hold that space for other souls. What do you think?
So the angels teach that yes, but let us tell you an even more powerful way than holding those children in those other countries and situations in prayer. Prayer is very, very powerful, but let us share with you something that works even more potently. Go within your own vessel. See your human vessel as a part of the one human body. And look inside of your vessel for where there are hungry children or children that are abused, or children that are lonely, feeling abandoned, neglected, being humiliated. Look within yourself and welcome those children that you find to step into your heart, into a beautiful flowing fountain of white gold with all the colors of the rainbow. And in that fountain, you welcome them and you say, let's fill up with divine love and gratitude and respect together. Let's do this together. Because within Lisa or Belinda, there is access to every other human being that lives now or has ever lived or will live. This is how you can each individually, but again together, help change this schoolroom environment for the greatest good for all of God's children.
What about fallen angels? Is there such a thing? And can that fallen angel energy impact people in a dark way?
A fallen angel is an angelic energy that falls down to the vibration of fear. Mm-hmm. You are all fallen angels. Within each of you, there is some angelic DNA, and there is some ascended master DNA, and there is some amazing highest vibration, love, galactic being DNA, whatever you want to call oneness, it is within you. So can you harm one another when the love that created you, that lives within you, falls down into fear? Absolutely. Are there dark angels that are traveling around your earth that are unseen? We say to you, those are human thought forms. You see, humans have the ability to bring whatever it is they think into manifestation. So the 12 archangels, we created an astral realm to protect you. So if you need to experience some dark ooby-goobies or fallen angels, if that's part of your education, then you will experience that. But all can be transformed with love.
And what about those, and this will be my last question about this, but what about those that experience that through a Hitler or who are really being impacted by the, you know, ISIS and so forth? How does that work?
What we say to you is that every human being has agreed to their homework and to their core experiences before they enter into every lifetime. In every life, if you are suffering great atrocity and horrendous experience, then what the message is that all of humanity is experiencing this with you. We are here to help you. We are here to lift this nightmare of experience up, to lift the vibration of this up, so that miracles are possible where it seems that miracles are impossible. Mm. We wish to say something about the power of the divine feminine, which grows stronger by the minute on your planet.
Yes, it does.
As you call, we did not intend to interrupt you, Lisa. Please forgive us. Our message is that as we send in the divine feminine, and as you reclaim that divine feminine, then that is the power of creation, to create something new and different and to create a balance on your planet so that suffering is no more.
I do feel the same with the strength of the divine feminine coming into such a positive force in the world. We're seeing that arise everywhere, even in the movies. It's really exciting. I would like to ask you about the miracle energy you're speaking of. How does that miracle energy get called upon?
Through willingness. There is a law on your school that every student is asked to learn. It's very simple. You've heard this before. It is ask and you shall receive what you have asked for or something even greater. As human beings, as God's divine children, it is your birthright to be helped. It is your birthright to be lifted up and out of strife. This lifting up, this divine rescue, this miracle must happen in God's time and in God's way, meaning it has to work for the greatest good of all concerned. So when you put your intention out there or your prayer and you say, thank you for this miracle of this divine intervention, we say to you that divine intervention is coming. It may appear in a way that is different than what you expect because egos like to get fixed on things happening in a certain way. But if you'll sit tight and you'll take some deep breaths and you'll say a few, I surrender to my greatest good and my highest joy, then you will see that you have received exactly what you have asked for or something even better. But you have received the help you have asked, you have called on. That is law. It is not that only some can experience miracles and others cannot. It is the way your school is created. You ask and you will receive.
Then you surrender, though. Yes, the surrendering is a huge part. Ask, surrender, and receive. Or ask, receive, and surrender. It's a big part of it. That's great. That is wonderful. Why do you think that you were chosen to do this, Belinda? Have you ever asked the angels why you? Or are there many? Or is anyone able to do this?
Well, Lisa, that is a good question. What they have shared with me is that apparently I signed up for this before I incarnated, similar to yourself and other light workers that, you know, we were born and living and thought we had a different destiny and maybe resisted a little bit, but then the light bulb went on and we surrendered, and that's pretty much how it goes. They have said that, you know, I've traveled through countless initiations, lifetime after lifetime, and so, you know, in this life, we continue those initiations, which just means surrender. That's all an initiation means. It means, okay, I've got to let go of my expectation in the way that was going to be and let spirit be in charge. Now so I don't know if I answered your question.
But great. Initiations. I love it. What is the difference between what you do and then maybe tarot or astrology and numerology? How is that viewed? Because it seems even psychic awareness, it seems to all come in on the same energy.
So it's all about the vibration of truth. And one of the things about working with angelic energy and just all of the helpers in heaven is it comes through, again, as that pure, crystal clear river of intuitive truth. And so they say that to work with astrology as an example, well, those planets that are surrounding our solar system and holding it together, those are the 12 archangels there in just different personas. So, for example, Saturn is the same as Archangel Michael, and Jupiter is Archangel Metatron. And so they're all there. They're all there holding this school together, and Archangel Gaia, of course, our beautiful Mother Earth. So, and in the tarot, depending on the images used, that's just a tool to, again, open that creative, intuitive hemisphere of our brain so that it may help us to see or hear or receive in the truth. That's why in their 12 Archangels University, we work with the images of the Universal Way Tarot. But whether it comes through in, you know, whether you tune in to the planets or you use cards or you use a pendulum or you're just listening to your own intuition or you're communicating as a medium to the loved ones in heaven, what's really important is to make sure that you're plugged in to truth at the highest pure essence of love. And that's just something you feel. And the way you know what it feels like is because it's expansive. The truth from spirit, very rarely does it predict the future. It'll say, well, you know, if you clean this up from the past and you ground here, then this is where it's headed. And they never have fear in that message, and they never have separation. They never say, well, you're better than this one or that one's better than you. And that's just a few quick little kind of guidelines on how you can tell what radio channel you're tuned into.
No, I like that. I like that it's all an extension of the same thing. It's just another way for this vibration to communicate, if it's through channeling angels or tarot or astrology or numerology or intuition or psychic awareness, whatever it is. Good to know it's all the same energy.
Very well put, they say.
Good. I just kind of got that. That's really cool. What was I going to ask you? Take these moments of this big awareness, and I've got to get back to the reality here. Can you explain how, we can learn this, where we can learn, you said you had a university or something, where we can actually put this into practice.
To put into practice how to hear your intuition?
Yeah, intuition, angelic communication. What is the ways that we can make this a part of our everyday life? What type of practice can we use?
So what the 12 Archangels teach and their book, Lessons from the 12 Archangels, is full of tools that help to develop just the trust in the connection with the intuition. They say the intuition is always there. You know, it's a flowing river inside of us. We just have to get the boat, which is our conscious mind, on the stream, and then we can hear and we can know. And they say one of the ways to do that is to connect with that child within. And the, you know, a real easy way to do that, if that's not automatic for you, is just to take a photo of yourself as a child and just start a communication. And then once you feel like, hey, I can really tap into that, to that child, then you can ask the child within to introduce you to your angels and to your guides. And then you're going through the heart channel in order to make that connection. So that's their primary way. And then through their university that I channel, they work with the images, again, of the Universal Way Tarot cards to awaken that creative, spiritual hemisphere or parts of the brain, because imagery lives in that part of the brain. And when you have clear images to focus on that are clear vibrationally, then it starts to awaken that big chunk of the brain that, you know, it's the feminine part that we get so trained not to use. So there are many ways. They say, Lisa, you know how to repattern the brain. Mm-hmm. They say you know how this works, but it's basically to have the willingness, to have the intention to hear, right? Those who have ears can hear, those that have eyes will see. And it's to come from an innocent place. If it's a power trip, if you want to use your intuition to control somebody else, you know, that's eventually going to come back and bite your tushy.
Uh-huh. Is there, do you think, more communication now than there ever has been? Or have you been able to hear it more? Have more people been able to hear it? Is it stronger? Is there any difference in your experience?
So the angels are, I wish you could see them. They're jumping up and down. And so they're pillars of light, but they make this incredible music, and sometimes they will appear in form. And so right now they're appearing kind of as, I would say, rock and roll stars, and they're clanging cymbals and playing the drums with what you just said, and it's incredibly loud in my head. And they say, they say, it is so exciting. They cannot express their excitement at how quickly human beings are waking up to the voice of Mother, Father, God within them, to the voice of Source within them, and that it's epidemic right now, and it's exponentially growing, and that they are just so, so, so excited, and that they say, where teachers, human teachers that are in human form, and they are addressing this to you, Lisa, they say, where we need your help right now is to help teach discernment, to put out the real truth that is uplifting and is expansive and is true guidance, and not just fear, because fear can be so entertaining, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're being truthful. They mean no disrespect, but they say, you know, conspiracy theory is not where they live, because they are facilitators of love and healing and oneness, and they say that that is where psychics and healers and gifted beings that they just call on all of us, that's where we need to put our energy from their perspective, and they thank you that is your journey and that you are going to continue to do that.
The conspiracy theories, as enlightening as they may be, do tend to come in on the energy of fear. A lot of it, because there's really not a lot of solutions. If you ever listen to real, true conspiracy theories, there's a lot of awareness, but not a lot of solutions.
And that's where you can tell the difference between ascended masters and angels and guides in heaven being a vibration of pure love, because they always give the solution.
Yes. Is there a difference between ascended masters and angels?
There is a vibrational difference, and one the best way to understand is through their purpose. So one team has the mission to teach and to send through truth and answers, and that would be the Ascended Masters. The angels, their primary role is in shifting vibration, in lifting the emotional moods of human beings. They're incredible therapists in showering us with feel-good energy. So they work together. It's almost like in heaven there is no separation, but here on earth their vibrations can feel a little bit different when we connect with them.
That's such a great definition. Teachers and healers and different frequency makes perfect sense. So I think anyone who's listening right now who might be an intuitive, or you can feel right now if you are resonating with this, where you're either feeling a little bit more energy right now, or you're feeling some communication or some clarity or some excitement, because this is forward-moving information. Even if you are not an angel communicator or have ever learned about anything to do with angels, if you're feeling lighter right now in this conversation, that there might be hope or information here for you. This is just a little awareness into the frequency and the vibration of what this energy might house. And I just invite you to be open to the conversation. I know those that are deeply steeped into this work feel it, 10 times or those that are brand new to this work. I ask you just to be open and to listen. And so for those that are new and experienced in this, what would you say is the best way to ask for a miracle?
To ask?
Just to ask? Say, I straight up need a miracle now.
Right. That's really, they like that just kind of direct action. But here's the caveat that it's not about saying, hey, bring me a miracle. It's about trusting that the miracle is happening as soon as we ask. And so a tool that they offer us is to work with the energy in our own batteries of spiritual energy, like the crown chakra at the top of our head. That's filled with a beautiful violet color. And that by just imagining that we have a purple hat on our heads, that's one of their guided imagery exercises. They just say, put a purple hat on your head. That what that does is the color violet transforms fear into love. And it also can fill us with forgiveness. And forgiveness is a power that really can move a human being out of shame. Because what gets us stuck is we can feel really unworthy. Hey, because of past life religious programming or this lifetime, it can be like, well, am I really allowed to ask for anything? You know, maybe we were taught it's not safe to ask our parents even. So put a purple hat on your head. Just visualize that. Take
like a
deep
wizard's
breath.
Hat. Like a wizard hat. Yeah. Yes. That's exactly what I was just thinking of. Yes. Like one of those great Harry Potter wizard hats.
There you go, Lisa. Know,
very playful and fun. I was just looking for a picture of one. That I love that energy. And I love what you said. Trust it is happening as we ask. That is knowing right there. That is knowing. Do you or the angels you communicate with foresee a shift that is happening in the future? Close, near, far? Is there a significant shift that's coming either way?
So we're in the middle of it. That's why the subconscious is being purged, so that as the fear lifts up to the light and divine love transforms it back into love, then, of course, schoolroom Earth gets to shift. And what does that mean? It means life gets easier. The 12 archangels are all about bringing heaven to Earth. And heaven is a vibration of pure love and abundance and easy access to the divine. So, you know, again, as we transform our own fears and our subconscious beliefs and our baggage, you know, just hand it over, lift it up. That's what helps facilitate the shift of heaven's vibration, just, you know, pouring into this school, because that's the energy we're all created from. We're created from love. We just forget it.
What would that look like, heaven on earth? Even heaven on earth indicates that there's a separateness there. What would that look like?
So heaven on earth looks like peace. It looks like forgiveness, acceptance, trust, gratitude, abundance, balance.
Mm. If enough of us are having that experience, we can truly have that energy shift of heaven on earth, yes?
Well, and they say do it moment by moment. Mm-hmm. And every moment that you experience it, trust that helps attract more moments like that.
So I think if we can, and even the lessons that you've mentioned throughout this show here are practical, powerful lessons that anyone can do in their lives, is to trust that the shift is happening as we ask, trust that we can have moments of heaven and earth, and the more moments of those we can string together, the stronger the vibration is. How can we communicate with, do we have our own individual tribe of angels, or do we all have access to the archangels? How does that work?
So, Lisa, the 12 archangels want to address something that you said very quickly. They say human beings, we know that trust is difficult. If your ego knew how to trust, you wouldn't have these experiences of suffering. So ask Divine Source to fill you with love at the vibration of trust. So it comes in emerald green and gold, the energy of your heart chakra. Ask to be filled with trust, because then that helps you just kind of automatically, organically, to remember to ask, to put those intentions out there, and to trust that your miracle is being created for you together with your higher self, with your creator. And so as far as teams of angels, every human being has a team. So you have guardian angels, and you have nature angels, and guides and loved ones in heaven, lots of ancestors and relatives, and then, of course, the ascended masters. Sometimes, very often, the teams will overlap, and the members of the team of helpers in heaven switch out when you need different guidance. You know, when you need, just like if you were going to college and you had finished with physics and now you wanted to take an English class, well, you wouldn't go to your physics professor to learn English. So that's how it works in heaven, is that when you need different guides, then they come in. But you always, your guardian angels travel with you every incarnation. So you always have the same guardian angels in every life here on Skouram Earth.
That is amazing. So they change within frequency. I mean, knowing a little and touching a little bit into this realm when I had that near-death experience, I know all of this is possible. And I've experienced this on a different level of this oneness. That's why it's so easy for me to believe in this conversation, which is great. It's an amazing experience for me. But for anyone else, and those who maybe haven't had this near-death experience, which I don't recommend, how else could they tap into these energies, frequencies?
So the angels are very clear. They say, look, we understand that you need to experience results. That's how God created you.
Yeah.
That's how your brain works.
Aren't we?
So angels love to answer in action. That's how they love to help us. So they say, you've probably heard this before, but give it a try. Let's say that you need a parking space, or you're tired and you need to get home safely. Then just say, guardian angels, thank you. Thank you for helping me to find a parking space. Thank you for helping me to get my vehicle home safely. Thank you for helping me to find this outfit that I need to find at the mall, and I know it's out of season. Just start there. Start with the mundane and get to experience that they are omnipresent. They are always present, always helping, and they understand that the more real their help feels to us, the more we're going to ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, tell me, if you could, quickly about the numbers, 444 and so forth.
So the numbers have meaning, and when you see numbers that are multiplying, and this is just part of numerology, which is not so much the specific science of the 12 archangels. We're not going to find too much numerology in their book, but it's that the numbers help their guideposts, and so that's why they're throughout the Bible, and they're all around us. And it's when those numbers catch our attention, such as 444 or 8888, that they are saying, look at the message of the number. So there are wonderful books out there about numbers that they prefer that I don't dive into their meanings, because they say that somebody else could do a better job.
Uh-huh. I understand. Are there specific groups of angels that you can pray to for finances, for, I don't know, you mentioned parking spots or whatever. I mean, are there different frequencies?
So they say that that's not something that we need to worry about. Just like they explained in the beginning, different angels have different job assignments.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, the archangel, they are bridge makers. They help to bridge heaven to earth.
Neat.
They help to bridge the ego to the heart and soul. So the angels, you know, they really all work together, and so they want their answer to your question, Lisa, is yes, but don't worry about that. If you need a secretary angel to help you to remember what time your meetings are, then your higher self, which is your little divine child, is one way to connect with that higher self. Just means your soul. We'll make sure that that's the angel that comes in and helps you.
Mm.
So the whole thing is, don't get caught up in the technicality. Just put out there what you need help with, and you can be sure that the angels that have those job assignments will come in and help.
I have a question. How do you know the difference between all of the different, quote, angel communicators out there? I get communication from so many different people saying, I have a message from the angels, or I'm an angel communicator, and so forth. How do I know that they are authentic?
You have to feel the truth in your gut.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, that's something that you as an individual, or anyone that's listening to our conversation, you have to feel that. And if it resonates with you, if it lifts you up, and it's helpful, and it says, yes, this is what my intuition says, it confirms what you've been feeling, then you know, then you're receiving the message. And so the 12 archangels say, you know, understand that no matter the communicator that is trying to help you, that angel communicator, or a guide that is trying to bring in that, or medium that's trying to bring in that information, you are still responsible for what you hear and what you do with that information. That's mm-hmm. your responsibility. So practice every day on feeling what the truth of the highest vibration feels like, smells like, tastes like, sounds like, so that whether it's coming from yourself or it's coming through someone who's trying to help you, that you know it so that it can really help you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, trust your intuition on it. Definitely trust your gut on it. Can I ask you about something that you taught us a little bit earlier about your inner child and finding your inner child? Do you believe that we can redo our childhood or find a happy place in our childhood? If you're looking for the inner child and the inner child is wounded or had a bad childhood, is there any way to maybe create a happy childhood going backwards and recreate that? Is that a possibility?
So the 12 archangels say absolutely. And that's a lot of what they teach in Lessons from the 12 Archangels, is to go back into the past, whatever that trauma is, and put it in violet fire to transform it and to bring in forgiveness, and then change the past in your creative imagination to what lifts you up and what makes you happy. And it really works profoundly to shift that past so that we can have a happy childhood right now. And they say, and they even have part of the book is on that it's never, ever too late to have a happy childhood. That's what they're all about.
Wonderful. Wow, what a wonderful message. Violet fire, you mentioned that before. Is that a protective energy?
So, again, what we're referring to is the energy in the crown chakra, or the battery of spiritual energy that sits on top of the head. So Just real quickly, we are created that we have a mental body, we have a physical body, an emotional body, and we have a spiritual body. That spiritual body is an entire rainbow of colors that we can use to help facilitate deepest healing, but also to help us to receive from divine source. So that energy in the crown, that violet fire, the reason that that's one of the angel's favorite colors is because it's actually made from the root chakra energy of red or ruby, and that's for receiving, and then the throat chakra energy of the will, courage, and the highest truth. You put those together, and you create transformation. It makes that beautiful purple or violet. And that energy is, not only is it protective, it's transmuting. It can find whatever that fear is in our environment or negativity that we might be walking through or somebody else's fear, and it just finds it and it turns it back into love. And that helps everybody.
Absolutely. Do you teach these, or are these taught through the Archangel University, the online courses that you have?
Absolutely. The angels teach the how to work with the color, and they have a class called Healing with the 12 Archangels. They also use all of the colors all of the time in the 12 Archangels University, and it's throughout their book, Lessons from the 12 Archangels.
And where can people find that information?
They can find anything that they want to find out about what the angels teach from my website, which is belindawomack.com.
And it's WOMACK.com.
Yes.
And there's an online course there where you can called Change Your Everyday Reality to Heaven on Earth. Great for practices and prayers and intentions and for just daily life. I think that's really important in order to be able to incorporate this into our daily life. And it doesn't matter if you're an individual, if you believe, if you don't believe, if you're in business, looking for help in your business, anything. You, Belinda, you've worked with everyone, right?
Yes, I love to help individuals and couples and families. I'm still doing private sessions to help. You know, our specialty is to help individuals when they've got themselves in a really good mess. No disrespect, mm-hmm. but it's just when, you know, you feel backed up against the wall and you really need some insight on how to feel better and to move forward. Mm-hmm. And that's what the angels are all about. You know, again, they want us to experience heaven on earth. They want us to have that happy childhood right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the messages, for the communication, for what you've been called to do and answering the call in your life. You're a great example of that as well. Thank you, Belinda Womack. You're a true gift. Thank you very much. And thank everyone for listening too. This is Lisa Garr. You've been listening to The Aware Show. And I want to thank Gina Salvati, my executive producer, Joyce Walker, producer, and thank you for listening. Your energy and your thoughts and your exchange makes these shows what they are. So thank you so much for being here as an active listener. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.